Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Nawab Muhammad Ali. Welcome to the program Hadith of the Day. The topic today is value of a believer or Muslim according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. All praises to Almighty and Most Beneficent and Merciful God, and salutations and all praises to Almighty and Most Beneficent God, and salutations to Prophet, peace be upon him, and his blessed and chosen progeny. Before we get into the hadith thing, let me ask you a question. That what if I told you that, oh, you the listener, yes, you in person, you are more valuable and worth more than the Holy Kaaba itself? It pretty much sounds unbelievable, but yet it is the same thing that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, as he stated in his precious narration that al-mu'minu a'zamu hurmatan min al-ka'ba, that the worth and value and dignity of a mu'min, of a true believer, is more than the Kaaba itself. Let it sink in. What is Kaaba? And this is the holiest site in Islamic culture. Kaaba is the Qibla and the center of our worships. And it is a symbol of divine presence on the earth. And it refers and reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, mu'min or believer is the one who has the divine attributes and represents Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it is told in a way that a mu'min is a living sanctity or a living sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And its worth and value is more than the Kaaba itself. So just imagine if a person is insulting to the Kaaba, or have bad intentions toward it, or does an action which is against the Kaaba's respect. What would be the reaction of Muslim community and our society? I'm sure in some countries or in some cultures, if people were let free to do whatever they want with a person like this, that person might have gotten serious trouble because of insulting Kaaba or disrespecting it. But no one cares about the insulting of a mu'min. In another hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him, he says insulting a Muslim is worse than destroying Kaaba for over 70 times. So these are the things which are not established in our society as the basic values. Just imagine a society where everyone is looking towards other as with this holy site and not violating each other's right and dealing with respect. What beautiful and blessed society would it become? So summarizing the thing, first of all, the value of a mu'min is way more than we think. And the second thing is, we must treat each other in a way that we are told. Let's pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses us as his true believers and the one whose action are the cause for the pleasing of the heart of Prophet, peace be upon him, and his Ahl Bayt. Thank you for listening. This was Hadith of the Day with Nawab Muhammad Ali. Thank you. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد.